Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday, 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can weigh in on our question of the day, which is... That's your cue.
Oh, okay. My bad, buddy. what did you get on the ACT? Because a lot of kids are having to take it next weekend. Easter's this weekend, but next weekend they're taking it. What did you get? I'm just curious. I made a 19. Chaser made a 21. Dr. Crane climbed the ladder, 17, 19, 21. What did you get on there? And also, we've discovered that Joe had no idea what a proctor was until recently.
That's pretty big.
And now he does. So thank you.
So continue to weigh in on that. Predators back in action tonight against Arizona. Pregame at 8, puck drop around 9 as they look to make it a 19-game point streak against the Coyotes. Head coach Andrew Brunette going to join us at 10:45 to end our show. So we will talk to him and get his thoughts on the Wild finish against Vegas and then what to expect tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. So looking forward to that.
Did you you gamble? You're a gambling guy, right? What do you make of this thing now? They're trying to stop college parlays. Is that what it is? Prop bets. I'm sorry, prop bets for college players.
Well, so they don't. You can't do prop bets in Tennessee for college players.
Okay. They're calling other states to do this, right?
Yeah. So I know you can do it in Illinois. So I don't know. I mean, like. Why is this a thing now? Because you're going to say you can't do prop bets with college players, yet I read something that Caitlin Clark made like $3 million in NIL money, was like one of the highest paid basketball players in men's and women's this year. So like they can get NIL money, but you can't bet on props?
A player? You can't. You shouldn't be able to. Because there's a you're betting. I don't think you should bet if you're playing.
No. I'm not saying that. No, I'm saying.
What are you saying?
They're trying to make it where I can't bet on a player prop, a college player prop.
Yeah, I think that's good because evidently these kids are getting harassed by all these people. Like, why didn't you get 19 last night and I had you for 20?
Look, hey, if you're going to treat them like pro athletes, which basically what you're doing now, sorry. That comes with the territory.
This is just starting. I mean, it's
The
Ohtani.
Look,
I mean,
this is all of it. The NIL, everything is the Pandora's box that they opened. But I mean, you can do a prop bet for like how many points LeBron James is going to have tonight. Nobody's complaining about that
because he's a professional athlete.
Okay. So
what about Dalton Connect?
I think Dalton Connect is now considered a collegiate professional athlete.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. So, anyway, Jonte Porter, forward for the Raptors, under investigation by the NBA after multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months, sources told ESPN. Our issue of prop bets involving Porter from games on January 26th and March 20th said that ESPN was told the NBA is looking into it. I mean, it's just – I just think we've seen just the lid has come off, and now, like you said, the Pandora's box, it's going to get more and more like, oh, God.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I'm just saying that you've opened this can of worms. Like, this is what you got, and it was going to be all-encompassing. And I said it when NIL and all this stuff started, I brought up, hey, they're going to bring – it's gambling's going to be part of this too. Just wait. And – what did the NCAA and all the conferences and TV networks do? Hey, welcome to the SEC on whatever presented by FanDuel. That stuff's there. Now, individual universities can decide how they want to be affiliated if they don't. You know, they're still that. But
right.
I mean, it's a slippery slope they're on.
So this is from 1966. Joe Namath said he's going to quit football after 1 year rather than obey Commissioner Pete Rozelle's edict that he still has interest in a bar where bookies and gamblers reportedly hung out. But the betting, at the end of the day, was that Joe would be back. So this is not something new, right?
No.
I mean, this has been around for a long, long time. And here was Namath, who I consider one of the most influential professional football players of all time, probably a top three of all time. And so this has been an issue, and it scared professional sports for so many years. And the Pete Rose thing with Bart Giamatti, and all that that went on in the late 80s. I mean, so it's a thing where now it's like, all right, now the door's open. Now we have to talk about it. Now they have to deal with it. And I'm not sure where this ends.
Yeah, I'm not either. Look, it's going to get, I don't know if worse is the right word, but it's going to get, there's going to be more to this. Now, I will say, if you're a player in your sport and you bet on your sport, then you should be out. You know, like you should not be allowed to bet on your sport.
Right.
I get that. Now, where I kind of have an issue is if you're like the NFL, if you work for an NFL team, like if you work in the cafeteria, you can't place a bet on an NFL team, which I kind of find that to be silly.
I can't bet.
Right. Yeah.
My role as the color commentator for MTSU football, because I'm considered an insider.
Yeah.
And I love that job working with Chip Walters. So I'm not going to bet. And, you know, if you guys want, that's fine. But I can't do it. And I signed the papers. And so it's probably saved me a lot of money as well. But I just, this Ohtani thing now, I mean, every day there's another layer pulled back on this.
Yeah. And now, I am going to say, because Ricky just texted this, says player props should be banned for college, though. I don't necessarily disagree with that. My whole thing is, though, when you decided that you were going to basically take away amateurism, which is what they've done, you've opened the door to all this stuff.
Yep.
So, because we can't sit here and say that I'm going to use Nick as an example, that Nick Frazier for Cromwell College is
– Nicky.
We can't say he's an amateur athlete anymore.
We're ranked top 10, baby.
Because he's not. He's a tight end that has an NIL deal with Joe's Barbecue down the street.
I didn't hire him.
You know, so, I mean, like, you're not – you've taken away amateurism.
Try the pork butt.
Well done. Good job. So it's opened Pandora's box,
right?
Because – you know, the gambling companies can be like, well, I mean, they're getting paid, so why can't we say you can, you know, bet on their how many points they're going to score?
Yeah, I agree. And it's, but the problem I was reading is that, you know, these kids were getting harassed,
right,
by people online and in person of, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And so, you know, I'm not saying everybody does that, but, you know, the few who are doing that, harassing these kids, man, get a life. It's just sad. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop with all of it.
We keep looking at them.
there's an accident out front of our, and then we hope everybody's okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's kind of been reported now, so.
I mean, you're the boss. You can determine where.
There's a thing going on outside, but we're all good.
Everybody's safe. Everybody's safe at Cromwell Media.
Yeah, we're
world headquarters.
We're good. So, I don't know. I don't know where this is going. The Shohei Ohtani thing, you know, it is opening day in the majors. That is going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, yeah. And I'm here for every
because
second of it.
He's not the only one. Just know that.
You got more information for us?
No, I'm just saying, like, he's probably not the only one. Now, did you see there was a video circulating around Pete Rose? Did you see his comments?
No, I just saw the meme where it says he's fired his interpreter.
Yeah, no. So he was – there's a video that he and his buddy, and I think they're sitting in a sports book, which is makes it even better.
Oh, yes.
And Pete goes – you know, back in the 70s and 80s, if I had an interpreter, I'd be scot-free right now.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
Is that him?
That was him.
He sounds like Hank Hill. Play that again, Dr. Crane.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
Oh, he's Hank Hill. Well,
damn it, Bobby.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's funny, though. I mean, embrace. They're never going to let Pete in the Hall of Fame. I mean, and that's another. That's a June show. You talk about all that. It's like, you know, now what's going on. But at the time.
They will let him in, but he will not be alive to see it.
Yeah. At the time that he did this, it was illegal. Like Reggie Bush. At the time he did this, it was illegal. So that I just go back to the time. You don't circumvent the rules to make it today what's happening. But at the time, it was illegal.
It was. I agree.
So he's never going to get in. I mean, like Paul Hornung and Alex Karras were suspended an entire season for gambling on football in the 60s. So it's around. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, it just happened today. It's been around a long, long time.
And here's the thing: you can put all these rules in place, and you can ban people for doing it. It's not going away.
It's not, not at all.
And I mean, you've only. It's obviously a big business, and it's, you know, I obviously enjoy it and all those things, but it's one of those things that now that you have made it legal in a lot of states, like you've created a new avenue for business, but you've also created a bigger problem.
So quick story. One time I had to work with Lynn Dawson. The Chiefs were coming to town, and I was a cameraman for Lynn Dawson, and we were running around town together on a weekend. And people recognize him. Hey, Lynn Dawson. I said, man, I bet, you know, you haven't bought a drink in 30 years. He's like, that's the problem. He goes, that's how I became an alcoholic, is that you go to these places and people talk to you. Hey, can you do this? Can you do that?
Right.
So I was like, good Lord. He's telling me all these stories about going places. And it's just, even now that it's online, it's even worse. But back then, I mean, here you walk into a bar. Hey, here's a beer. And he's like, I was told and asked to do all kind of, didn't do it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was like, good Lord, just imagine. I mean, that's Lynn Dawson in the 60s and the 70s. And you take now, these guys are just getting overwhelmed because of what can you do with social media.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us what's coming up next.
Yeah, there's a big event happening this Saturday up in Lebanon that 102.5, and I'm a big part of this, and we'll tell you more about it coming up. And it's really a special event, and we'll talk to Tim Bryant from the FCA in Wilson County. We'll join us next. Just a few questions about this big event that's happening that's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. Go to thegamenashville.com/bracket challenge and fill out your 16-team bracket to compete to win great prizes, including tickets to see Kings of Leon at Bridgestone Arena on September 26th. The 102.5 The Game Bracket Challenge is brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook, Twin Peaks, and Volunteer Hose and Gasket.
Is that on Chase's? Who is this?
Gavin DeGraw.
Okay. Anywho, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show here, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are hyper-local on our show. Chase and I both grew up here. We love our city. We love the community. We love Middle Tennessee. Anytime there are great events that are going on, we want to really promote those and get the good word about what's going on. And there's one this weekend that 102.5 is proud to be part of. I'll be hosting this event on this Saturday. It's FCA's Run the Cedars 5K and 15K. You guys love to run. If you're looking to run this weekend, this is a great event. Let's bring in Tim Bryant right now with FCA, who is going to be there on Saturday. Tim, thanks for doing this. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Tim, tell us about the event and why this is so important to FCA and the mission that you guys do.
Okay, sure. This event is really special to us. Myself and Tracy Bullard, who is our race director, we came up with this idea going on 4 years ago. Our first year, we came out with 150 participants. The second year, 360+. The third last year was 755. And
woo!
Right now, counting today, we have 848 participants.
Wow.
And this is really a testament of the support that we have within Wilson County for the Ministry of FCA. This event is very important for the funding of FCA. Each week, we serve over 2,500 students and coaches within the Wilson County area, and we serve 24 schools, including elementary, middle school, high school, and Cumberland University. So this is one of our major fundraisers for the year.
It's fantastic. We're talking to Tim Bryant. All you have to do is I just Googled it. FCA's Run the Cedars 5K and 15K. Tim, when you started this a few years ago, what were your expectations? Just get the word out, have a few runners here and there. I mean, you got to be just amazed at the work that God has provided you guys with nearly 1,000 runners for this event coming up on Saturday.
Definitely. We really are. And amazed is an overused word, but it really is fitting for this event. When we first started the event, myself and Tracy, We wanted to give honor to God. And that's why we do it every Easter weekend. We have a brief devotion at the beginning, and then it's a great day of family fun, entertainment. We have live bands. We have post-race. We have Hunt's Pizza, crumble cookies, and also Cedar City Coffee will be on hand. And this is all made possible through our great sponsors. Our grand event host this year is Wesley Mortgage, Chuck McDowell, who grew up in the Mount Juliet area as well. He's our grand event host with Wesley Mortgage. Then we have event sponsors with Wilson Bank and Trust and also the Fellowship Church. So it's because of these sponsors and our other sponsors that we're able to have a great event that's family-oriented and gives glory to God.
Amen for that. Tim, I'm getting somebody texting me, two people, saying, can they sign up race day? Can people sign up day of the race or no?
No. We need you to sign up either today or tomorrow. We're approaching our cutoff. We'll be cutting off at 900 runners this year. And right now, we're at about 848, nearing 850. So if you're going to sign up, now's the time.
You better get on it. Again, you just Google FCA's Run the Cedars 5K, 15K, and all the information is there with you. Tim, thanks for taking a moment out of your schedule to do this. I appreciate you, and I look forward to being out there Saturday and raise a lot of money and praising the Lord for all his good work. Thank you, Tim.
We're looking forward to having.
All right, thank you. Yeah, Tim Bryant again, FCA, Run the Cedars, 5K, 15K this Saturday up there. Chase McCabe will be running the 15K. Chase, I just signed you up, so thanks for that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Just
well done.
Make sure that Metro Fire Department's on on hand to
Well, it's in Wilson County, so we'll get Wilson County.
Hey, Wilson
EMT.
County, yeah, yeah.
I'll make a call to our good friend Justin Beasley so we could do a Facebook Live when you collapse.
Yeah, he won't do anything to help me.
He'll give you his opinion, though.
Yeah, he'll give his opinion the whole time while I'm trying to breathe.
Again, Love you, Justin. Thank you, Tim Bryant, Tracy Bullard, for getting this event going. It's well done. Nearly 850 runners on Saturday.
That's okay, awesome, buddy? That's awesome. Yeah, no, we're good.
You got questions ready for Andrew Burnett?
I do.
Can I tell you a funny story?
You're going to
anyway. Years ago, 2019, at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame induction, Amy Adams was coming. I was working at Channel 4. Amy Adams was coming down, and there's assistant for the Titans came over to me and said, I need your questions for Amy. And I said, first, no. Second, hell no. Third, never. And Jim Wyatt was there, and I said, Jim, what? He's like, that's a new person. They kind of just don't know. I said, yeah, I'm not. If you're that scared of coming down the red carpet of questions that you are getting, then don't do it. So all PR people, don't.
I know.
Because I could have told you anything and still asked the question that I wanted to ask. So I need your questions for Andrew Burnett.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to happen.
Could you? I wouldn't do the interview. No. I mean, I love the Predators. They've never done this. But I've never gotten one like, hey, don't ask this or that. Now, if it's something that legal or something you wouldn't talk, I'm not going to ask about that. Sure. I'm not a getcha kind of guy.
No.
And you're not either.
No.
But I wouldn't do the interview.
Yeah. And I have actually done – I've turned down interviews that have said, like, look, you asked me to do an interview.
Yep.
Now, and this isn't here. This is, you know, national stuff.
Right.
You asked me to do an interview. Now you want to know my questions so you can control the whole thing. This is to help you. You need this more than I need you.
That's right.
So we'll pass. And then, of course, most of the time it's like, no, well – I just want to make sure they're prepared. And I go, no, you don't. You want to be in control, and that's why you're not going to last very long.
And usually don't. They don't last very long.
They usually don't. So.
Everybody ever been annoyed at your questions? I don't think anybody's ever been. There's been a few.
I don't know if they've necessarily been annoyed. I know that there, you know, there's been. I'm sure. Well, Vrabel probably. Because I think everything annoyed him.
I mean, one-on-one. I mean, not one-on-one, but in a. Was that on the phone or something?
He was on the phone.
Okay.
He did one interview. His whole time as a coach, as the head coach, I think he did 3 interviews with this station. Somebody, and he might have done 6 overall in the city.
Somebody sent me a picture of him on the plane going to Vegas this morning at the airport.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, doing that. I got into it with Austin Watson one time.
You've told that story, yeah.
Oh, sorry to bore you, Chase. Yeah. Touch green.
Let's get some new stories.
Sorry. Top rope hammer on me. I can't recover from that one, man.
No, I'm
done.
Go ahead, tell
No, I'm not doing that. No. We it was a question to ask. Because nobody was asking a question. Everybody was standing around looking at him. I'm like, I got TV duties. What happened tonight? And, you know, he went off on me. I was like, all right.
Okay, so there was one time. It was Barry Trotz's first game with the Capitals back in Nashville. And so, and I probably didn't ask it right, but I asked Shea Weber of, you know, hey, is there a little bit of a nostalgic feeling, a different feeling with him coming back tonight? And he's like, what do you mean? Why would tonight feel any different? I'm like, the only coach the franchise has ever had is, you know, until now, is coming back. Like,
yeah.
And so he kind of acted a little annoyed, and I was annoyed. And so afterwards I was like, because at this point he and I had gotten to know each other. I was like, Shay, what are you doing? He goes, I'm sorry, man. I get tired of questions like that. I'm like, you're the captain. Like, you're going to have to deal with some
of that
stuff.
You should have asked him about fantasy baseball.
Then we started talking about his dogs.
Then
he
wouldn't shut up.
Right. Shay and I had a great relationship. Saw him a few weeks ago when he was in town. But that's just how he was sometimes. Like, the cameras would come on and he would kind of shut down.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's why we had Vandy Bosch on a few weeks ago. We gravitate toward, I mean, he was supposed to, because he's the captain. But we gravitate toward guys who are going to give us the sound bites. Like, Keith Bullock and Vanden Bosch were two of the all-time best.
Taylor Lewan would give you a sound bite.
I got another story about him. One of my favorites. But Bullock and Vanden Bosch would give you what you needed and would ask everything.
Was Cortland Finnegan that way?
Somewhat. He was towards the end, he got a little agitated. I tried to bridge. Hey, man, I went to Sanford too. He couldn't care less. I'm like, well, fine, man. Then we're not going to talk anymore. And then we have it.
Yeah.
I told him that. I still tell him that to this day.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I still need your questions. Are we going to do celebrity birthdays next?
Yeah, we'll
do
that next.
You got a lot going on today, don't you?
Yeah, it's a morning. Yeah. For sure.
But he still has a smile on his face.
Oh, he does got a smile.
Look at that.
He's got more exercise today than he has probably the last 9 months combined.
We're getting new cabinets, too.
We are getting new cabinets.
And countertops.
Speaking of cabinet, who would be your Secretary of State if you're President Chase?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Maybe tomorrow? But who would be? Ricky?
No.
Ricky be head of gambling?
Ricky would be Secretary of Defense.
Really?
Yeah.
He lets everybody in. No, he's like Andre Dillard. Come on. Come on. Open up. Open gates. Andre Dillard, Secretary of Defense. You're going to lose that war.
No, he'd be SecDef. He'd be fine. Secretary of State. Are we talking about, like, just anybody I know?
Yeah, or anybody famous?
I don't know. I got to think about that.
What's the position that you could travel and eat? Is that that's Secretary of State, right?
Chief of Staff.
But yeah, that's not a cabinet member.
But Chief of Staff is the most important person, I think, in the country, because they literally know everything.
Yeah, they do.
They know stuff before the president knows stuff.
Yeah, you're probably right. Like Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
Who shot Kennedy? All
like,
that stuff.
If I'm like talking about like coolest job ever, it would be President Chief of Staff.
That would be a cool job.
Like, because you're everybody knows the buck stops with you. Like, you want to get to the president, you go through the Chief of Staff. If the Chief of Staff says, nah.
Somebody's been watching a lot of West Wing.
I sure have.
That's a great show.
I love the West Wing.
That's a great show.
I'm Leo. I want to be Leo.
Yeah.
So.
He passed away, too.
He did, yeah. I don't want to pass away.
But no, don't.
But, yeah, there you go. All right, we will get to celebrity birthdays and what day is it coming up next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Ain't nothing like a steel guitar, drown a memory.
Yeah.
Before you spend your money, babe, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox.
Little Alan Jackson off my playlist. They kind of got interrupted today. Had some stuff going on. But
finally, we got a good song off his playlist that we like.
So we had Snoop Dogg. What was the second one we played?
Gavin DeGraw.
Gavin DeGraw. Yeah, well, I'm over you.
Okay.
Good song. I'm not over you.
When were you ever under me?
Whoa. That was Friends.
Phenomenal song, by the way. Just
saying. I'm over you. When were you under me?
Yeah, that's right. What's coming up at 10:45 today?
Andrew Brunette, head coach of the Nashville Predators, will join the program. And so right now we're going to do What Day Is It? And Celebrity Birthdays. You ready, Dr. Crane?
Yes, sir,
what
I
day
am.
Is it?
Today we have... Well, my computer just froze. I'm so sorry.
We have My Computer Is Frozen Day.
It literally
Wait,
is frozen.
Is this band on speed? Are they playing at a different rate?
No, it's just...
It's just loud.
We'll do Celebrity Birthdays.
Please
Let's
do.
Start.
My
start.
Computer's not working today.
You're
I
good.
Apologize.
You're good. You're okay. All right, Celebrity Birthdays. This segment is brought to you by possibly you.
Together at CromwellMedia.com. Email us.
You're off for games. That's okay. There's a lot going on. All right, so Celebrity Birthdays. Here's how it plays. You got to get the birthday within 2 years. If you get it right on, you get 2 points. First birthday, Reba McEntire.
Ooh. Dr. Crane about to break his computer back there.
I'm cooling it off.
Need that sometimes. Reba McEntire is 69.
Dr. Crane's up 1-0. Next up, Vince Vaughn. How old is Vince Vaughn? And by the way, there's a picture of him at the Arizona Coyotes hockey game. Remember they played Chicago in the playoffs? He came for all reports where he was fantastic. Took pictures of everybody. It was fantastic.
I've heard he's nice. Vince Vaughn is 55.
Vince Vaughn is 63.
He is 54 years old. Boom. Chasers tied up at 1-1. This is good. I like this. It builds the crescendo here. It builds up. Keeps going good. Who is this? Oh, actress Julia Stiles.
Oh.
She was great on Dexter. It was a great episode of Dexter.
Yeah. 42.
38.
43. Chase up 2-1. You guys are doing good today. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is 37.
44.
38. Chaser's up 3-1. Chase, you're getting good at this over.
Thank you.
He lives just down the road from us. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. I think he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Harmonica player Charlie McCoy. It was on Hee Haw. Absolute legend.
84.
88.
83. Chaser's up 4-1.
Time.
Actress Diane Veist. She's been in a bunch of movies. She was in Sisters most recently.
Not as familiar with her.
Well, she said the same about you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to go 58.
53.
78.
Okay.
Rapper Salt of Salt and Peppa. How old is Salt of Salt and Peppa?
Salt, 53.
58. Exactly. 4-3. There's a great skit by John Mahoney, the comedian.
Yeah.
He's hosting, he's writing for Saturday Night Live. And Patrick, who's the Captain Picard?
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. And he doesn't read his cue cards, so he's never heard of Salt and Pepper. And he's like, next up, our musical guest, Salt and Pepper. And he's, he does it funnier than I do, but it's better. All right. Country singer Rodney Atkins.
It's
Thomas Rhett's dad.
No.
No, it's not. It's What's not. His dad's name?
Rhett Akins.
Rhett Akins.
Yeah.
Because
he
close,
is Thomas
Joe.
Rhett Akins.
That's right. Rodney Atkins is from Cookeville.
Yeah.
Rhett Akins is Thomas Rhett's dad.
Correct.
You got it right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
48.
56.
55. We're tied at 4. You guys are fantastic. Jeez. Oh, and now I'm nervous. Let's get somebody here real good here. They're no longer with us. Let's see here. I got a good one here. Rapper Mr. Cheeks of the Lost Boys.
The hell are the Lost Boys?
They're lost.
Thought that was Peter Pan. I don't know. 38.
Mr. Cheeks? That's his name?
Yep.
45.
I've lost his birthday here. Who is it again?
Mr. Cheeks.
What'd you say, Chase?
38.
What'd you say, Dr. Crane?
45.
He's 53. All right, last birthday here. This is for the win. Derek Carr. Saints quarterback Derek Carr.
33.
I'm going to go 30.
33, exactly. Chase, you've got six.
Is there one more on there? Come on. We're going for a record here.
Yeah. Chase has six. Chase, you've been killing it this week, man. All right, here's one for you. Jeff Fisher talked about him last week. Chris Long, Howie Long's son. How old is Chris Long? This is to tie the record that you tied 2 days ago, Chase.
Well, I had seven, or did I have eight?
It's seven. You and Willie have gotten seven.
38.
42.
He's 39. Chase McCabe has tied the record. Do we go one more?
Yes, we do. You want to know why? Because this currently is a no asterisk record.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
No, I got one.
He got one.
I got one.
Oh.
Chaser, former L.A. Laker guard Byron Scott. To have the all-time record in celebrity birthdays, how old is Byron Scott?
57.
60.
63. Do we let Chase get one more?
Dang.
We have time. Go ahead.
All right. Hockey player Keith Tkachuk.
Keith Tkachuk?
Keith Tkachuk. How old is
former
Keith?
Former teammate of Chris Mason.
Tkachuk.
54.
Oh, boy. 61.
Chaser. He's got the record!
Hey!
He's 52 years old.
Let's go.
Chase got eight today. Eight.
Take that, Willie.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Coming up next, Andrew Burnett, head coach of the Nashville Predators. He is going to join the program. But right now, caller number 5-615-737-1025. You'll win a pair of two-day passes to Pilgrimage Music and Cultural Festival on September 28th and 29th at the park at Harlandsdale in Franklin. Artists include Dave Matthews Band, Hozier, Noah Kahan, Need to Breathe, and many more. 615-737-1025. Caller 5. Andrew Burnett next, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game. Predators back in action tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. Max Herz will have pregame for you at 8, puck drop after 9 o'clock tonight, and the Predators going for 19 games in their point streak. We bring in the head coach, Andrew Burnett, who's on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Doing good.
So you got to take me back to Tuesday night. As the head coach, what's going through your mind, you know, in that third period? I know you guys, you know, talked about the first period, kind of rebounded there in the second. They got another one. But the third period with the comeback and the eventual win in overtime, what's going through your mind as the head coach?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of things. I think, you know, the goal at the end of the second period kind of hurt. You know, I just kind of want to make sure our group, you know, didn't, you know, go down without a fight. Not that I thought they would, but kind of wanted to give them some hope. I thought we played a really good second period and didn't get rewarded for it. And part of our building process of going through this, there's going to be games where we're going to fall behind down the stretch here, hopefully, meaningful games in the playoffs, et cetera, and what's our mindset going to be? And you know, I thought, you know, we've been kind of been building to be one of the best third-period teams in the league, and I think we have been of late. And we thought we'd get one, we get our building going. It's an exciting place to play, get another one, and the pressure's on them. So that was kind of the mindset, and I thought the guys really rallied and played another great third period.
You obviously never want to be in a deficit like that, but you guys haven't been behind much in the during this stretch, and so, you know, what did you learn anything different that you didn't know about your team watching them come back like that, or what was that part like of knowing that if the chips are down, like you said, they're not going to give up?
Exactly, and yeah, I think you knew that, but it's a good reminder. I think especially through this little run we've had, like you said, we haven't been behind in many games, and stuff's going to happen in hockey, and we're going to fall behind in different games going forward here. How do we react? And where do we – what do we lean on? And usually you not lean on some experience when you go through some things. And I think for our group it was important, you know, to feel the crowd. I think the first part of the year we haven't played particularly well at home ice, and we haven't really had to use the crowd as that seventh man. And in that third period, they definitely were seventh man.
We're talking to Preds coach Andrew Burnett this morning. And, Coach, after a game, the streak you're on, you talk to the team, and you walk into your office and you shut the door, are you like, what the hell is going on right now? Because this is historic, Coach. The whole city is behind you guys. It's talked about everywhere. I mean, what's this like for you as the head coach?
I think unfortunately, coaching, you're always worried about the next game. and I don't think you maybe don't get to enjoy the highs as much as you like. You're just focusing on, building and who do we, okay, now we got to go to Arizona. So I think that's kind of the mindset. We got a lot of hockey to play. Obviously extremely proud of the group, the resilience they showed through this whole stretch. But you're moving forward, and that's kind of been our motto. Just keep moving forward.
I know you've been asked, did interviews around the country. I'm sure you get, like we're doing right now, does anybody ask you, like, what's your secret to what's happened over the last 20 games? Can you answer that?
No, I can't. I wish I was smart enough to say I could, but no, I can't. I think, it's about the players, and you could see the camaraderie they've built. They're buying into something, and they're all in. And we're getting contributions from up and down the lineup. The work they're putting in, and they're getting rewarded for it. So it's really no secret. I wish I was way smarter than that. I'd maybe know a little bit more.
We're talking to Andrew Burnett, head coach of the Nashville Predators. We've seen a lot of guys step up and score up and down the lineup. That was something that you and Trotsky wanted to see more of, secondary scoring. But when the chips are down, you got Josi, you got Forsberg, you got O'Reilly, you got Nyquist, those guys that are expected to come through in a clutch moment. How important has it been to have that balance of the stars be the stars, but then you get that secondary scoring as well?
Yeah, I mean, that recipe usually results with a lot of wins when you can get both. Obviously, Jost and Phil in the top line have been, unbelievable through the stretch. And I think people in Nashville knew that from, the years past, but stepping in to see how good they are, how competitive they are, and the leadership they're bringing has been remarkable on my end. And they just bring it every night. And, both guys, Jost and Phil, they make big plays at big times, and they take over games where, maybe they're in the balance. Maybe it's a 50-50 game, and Jost or Phil make plays, and same with the first line. They've been our backbone all year. And, in saying all that, the secondary, maybe we didn't get secondary scoring, but secondary play from all our different lines. I mean, we've got four lines that are playing at a high level right now, and they're all contributing, and they're all selfless. So it's been a good recipe. But, yeah, it definitely helps having those two guys in that top line here with us. And then let's not forget Juice either.
Well, I mean, look, I was going to say both your goaltenders. I mean, you've had Juice has played well. And then, Lankanen, when his number gets called, he's been lights out too. And this, having played so many years in the NHL, you get into playoff time, chances are you're going to need both guys.
Yeah. And Lanks has been outstanding. And we put him in, some really tough positions. And he's such a competitive kid. He seems to rise to the challenges. And, yeah, in our game, it's fluid every day. You don't really know. Like I said, I wish we were smart enough to bottle it up. We're not. So anything can happen. There's all kinds of different things. But we know we have two goaltenders that have performed extremely well.
We're talking to Preds coach Andrew Burnett this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Coach, yesterday we had Ryan O'Reilly on the show. He was talking about the environment Tuesday night on the ice and said it was just electric and like it was shaking down on the ice. It was so loud. I know you're into the game. Do you feel that as well as a coach, that electricity, that excitement inside the arena?
Absolutely. Absolutely you do. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the fun part of having home ice is when you can get your home crowd behaving or the noise that they're bringing. That gives you that adrenaline. And I've been fortunate enough to play in a lot of good buildings and big buildings. And I've always said the Nashville, from when I played in '98, coming in as a hostile player over the different years, it's when it gets rocking, it's one of the hardest places. And when you're the home team, most fun places to play in the league. And we leaned on them on Tuesday, and it was really gave us that extra energy to finish that job.
Chase always laughs at this, what I always say. I always say the most important game on your schedule ever is the next game. You guys have Colorado Saturday. People are like, well, I can't wait to see how they're playing against Colorado. How do you focus everything on tonight? Because tonight is the most important game on your schedule.
Absolutely. And now we're getting down to 10 games, and this is a big game for us, and we've done a really good job of every night, understanding there's different challenges. You're playing you know, a team like Vegas, or, you know, we played, you know, Colorado a few weeks ago, we go into Florida, and then you get teams that maybe like a San Jose, it's a different challenge because, you know, they're out of it. And then now Arizona, you know, is a similar challenge. They're a young team with nothing to lose. They got all kinds of skill. They're fast up front. They beat us a couple of times this year. So this is going to be a hard game. And, you know, our focus has been really good, and it'll be tested again tonight.
Bruno, I know you've talked about him some, but with your defense and how they've been kind of beat up, how important has Tyson Berry been to know that, you know, he didn't play a lot during a stretch and then injuries happen, he comes in, and it's almost like he hasn't missed a beat?
Yeah, he's a, you know, the all-time pro, right? I mean, he's kept an unbelievable attitude. It's the hardest thing in your life to go through as a hockey player is to be scratched, and especially with as decorated as he's been throughout his career, to not play. And they could go two different ways. I mean, I've been around a lot of guys that, you know, just, you know, pack it in. And then you're around guys with Tice that, you know, goes to work every day, has a smile on his face, tries to enjoy the game as much as he can, really enjoys his teammates. He's been there for all of them all through the year. So he handled it. You know, really commend him and proud of how he handled it, because it could go two different ways, and he stepped in, and he's played in this league a long time. He's been a really good player in this league, and he's come in, and he's done an admirable job here through the stretch.
Well, Coach, this has certainly been a lot of fun to watch and to witness, and I hope you're having some fun along the way as well. Good luck tonight against Arizona, and thanks so much for doing this.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Andrew Burnett, head coach of the Nashville Predators, joining us in again. Predators in action tonight against the Coyotes, pregame at 8, puck drop at 9.
God, this is fun. I mean,
it's so just much fun.
I mean, Tuesday, I wasn't there, but through the radio, it was palpable. I mean, you could feel it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Looking forward to see if they can go 19 in a row.
What time's the game tonight, buddy?
Pregame at 8, puck drop at 9.
Love it, man.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, they're coming up next. Joe?
As we always do for our guys out there, listen, if you're struggling, it's okay not to be okay. 988 on your cell phone. There's always somebody there to talk to. If you need to reach out to us, you can find us anytime. We'll talk to you, as we say every day, to our guys out there. Know that you are tremendously loved, right? Our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that.
Peace, love, rock and roll. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, next.